Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 to 37, the reliability of our words. Someone said that strength without integrity is nothing but a facade for weakness. If you haven't turned there in your Bibles, turn there to Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, down to verse 37. At issue is the reliability of a believer's words. Should Christians swear an oath on a Bible in court? Now look at chapter 26, verse 63 and 64. But Jesus kept silent. And the high priest answered and said to him, I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus said to him, It is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. I want us to consider three points in that context from our text. First of all, Jesus again refers to the rabbi's teaching in verse 33. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord. Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 12, you shall not swear by my name falsely, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. In Numbers chapter 30, verse 2, if a man makes a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to bind himself by some agreement, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds from his mouth. Deuteronomy 23, verse 21 and verse 23. When you make a vow to the Lord your God, you shall not delay to pay it, for the Lord your God will surely require it of you, and it would be sin to you. And then verse 23, that which has gone from your lips you shall keep and perform, for you voluntarily vowed to the Lord your God what you had promised with your mouth. The third commandment simply says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. That's Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Based on these verses, the law is clear. Why would Jesus emphasize it? Well, because the rabbis were very clever at getting around the spirit of the law while keeping it literally. Listen to the elaborate system of oaths they developed to cover up their deceitfulness. You got to go ahead to Matthew chapter 23 in verses 16 to 22 in what we know as the seven woes, when Jesus was essentially letting the religious leaders have it. Matthew 23 verse 16. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the temple, it's nothing. But whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he's obliged to perform it. Fools and blinds, which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it's nothing. But whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he's obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it, and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it, and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God, and by him who sits on it. Second, Jesus relates the error of the teaching. Verse 36, but I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. Man looks for loopholes. We like to avoid obeying the law without breaking it. The Pharisees taught how to split hairs and escape being guilty. Well, they thought so anyway. Oaths using God's name were binding, but those without could be broken. What was the end result of this evasion of the truth? Well, what do you suppose? A loss of respect for a person's word. We do the same deceptive thing in our dealings as modern day oath takers. I mean, we say, may God strike me dead. I swear on my mother's grave. I swear on a stack of Bibles. Call so and so to see if I'm lying. Why do people do this? Well, you know why? Because they are not trustworthy. J. Vernon McGee said, when I hear a person say, I swear on a stack of Bibles, or I swear on my mother's grave, I brace myself for the big lie that is about to follow. And then third, Jesus reminds of a believer's integrity. Verse 37, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one. The reality was that since the rabbis were including the things that God had made or had sovereignty over, they were including him in the oath anyway and condemned themselves when they broke it unwittingly. Jesus had a simpler solution. Tell the truth. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, first part of it. Let your speech always be seasoned with, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. And how do you do this? It's quite simple. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. Be a person of your word. Let your words be reliable. You have a great day.